Plains nonprofit seeks borough funding to maintain trail access to the Tok Chinook Range. And the state announces a plan to divvy up federal relief money for fishermen. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Last year, the Alaska Mental Health Trust informed the Haynesboro that several popular trails in Haynes cross its land, and the people using them are trespassing. Now, a local nonprofit and the Division of Forestry are seeking funding for an easement to maintain public access to the Tok Chinook Range. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
A popular trail near milepost 7 on the Haynes Highway provides access to scenic areas of the Tok Chinook Range, such as Chili Ridge, 3920, and even the summit of Mount Rapinski. These areas are all part of the Haynes State Forest, which is public land. But the 7-mile trail crosses over land owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust and the University of Alaska. Both entities have raised concerns to the borough about trespassing. At a Haynesboro Assembly meeting last month, Jessica Kaiser Forster presented a plan to resolve this issue of trespassing by purchasing public easements.
These easements would be on the Mental Health Trust and the UA land, and they would be for the public. Once these public access easements are secured, the trespassing will no longer be an issue.
Kaiser Forster is the chair of Haynes Huts, a nonprofit that is working towards developing public use cabins in the Alpine around Haynes. She has been working with the state's Division of Forestry to get a grant to pay for an easement. Essentially, it would be an agreement with the Mental Health Trust and the university that would allow the public to pass through their land using the 7-mile trail. Allison Arians works for the Division of Forestry and has partnered with Haynes Huts to help secure an easement. She told the assembly that the landowners have been receptive.
They're positive about this idea, and I feel like they are seeing a way to get a kind of a little bit of good neighbor experience in Haynes. So I'm happy to work with them on resolving this issue.
Arians and Kaiser Forster approached the Haynesboro Assembly last month to pass a resolution in support of their efforts to secure a public easement. Ultimately, the Assembly voted to support the project. Haynes Huts is in the process of applying for a grant to pay for the easements. The Assembly agreed to provide $7,500 from borough funds allocated for trail maintenance as a match for the grant. In a phone call with KHNS, Kaiser Forster said there are other popular trails that cross private property in the state parks and state forests around Haynes. Public access on those trails remains unresolved.
There's multiple trespassing issues on both the Riley and Rapinski Trail. So this one would solve the 7-mile trail, but it would not solve even the Rapinski trailhead at Skyline. Right? There's access issues there.
So far, there are no plans to purchase easements for the other trails on Mount Rapinski and Mount Riley that cross through University and Mental Health Trust land. However, Arians with the Division of Forestry says there have been discussions between the borough and the Mental Health Trust about the possibility of making annual payments to keep those trails open to the public and private tour operators. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
The state has released its plan to divvy up $50 million in federal pandemic payments to Alaska's fishing industry workers hard hit by COVID-19. Federal guidance suggested that the state should set aside more than half of the CARES Act funding for processors, about a third for commercial fishermen, and 5% for sport fishing guides and lodges. But in a draft released on Monday, the Department of Fish and Game proposes an even split between charter guides, the commercial fleet, and seafood processors at 32%. The state also proposes to set aside small pots of cash for subsistence and aquaculture, two groups that weren't included in the federal guidance at all. The boosts for charter guides, subsistence fishermen, and aquaculture have come largely at the expense of seafood processors. Processors command greater revenue but have largely remained operating due to exemptions to travel restrictions for essential workforce. Plants have reported spending millions of dollars trying to keep their facilities free of the coronavirus. In a statement, the state agency says all sectors have been impacted by the pandemic, whether it be reduced wholesale prices and reduction in demand due to economic shutdown, or sharp declines in tourism due to travel restrictions. Applicants for relief would need to document significant losses over the course of the pandemic compared to previous years. The agency is taking public comment on its plan until October 9th. The small Chichagof Island community of Tenneke Springs has reported its first known case of the coronavirus. The man had recently traveled for medical reasons, according to Tenneke's mayor. KCAW's Aaron McKinstry has the story.
Tenneke Springs Mayor Dan Kennedy announced the new case on Tuesday. He identified the man as a Tenneke Springs resident and said that state health officials have started the contact tracing process. The man had recently spent time in Juneau and returned to Tenneke before being medevaced back to Juneau on Saturday for an injury unrelated to COVID-19. He had no symptoms of the coronavirus when he tested positive. Several of Tenneke's first responders had contact with the man and are now in quarantine. The remote island community of around 155 people is still requesting all visitors and residents to avoid public places for 14 days upon arrival. The city is also requiring masks in all public buildings and businesses and along the town's trail when 6-foot distancing can't be maintained. Tenneke has partnered with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium to offer local COVID-19 testing. Tenneke's clinic has been unstaffed in recent years, but is currently in preliminary negotiations with Search to take it over and staff it part-time, according to Kennedy. Anyone in Tenneke can take a test, whether or not they have symptoms. The median age in Tenneke Springs is around 58. That's 20 years higher than the national average. The risk of becoming severely ill from the coronavirus increases with age, according to the CDC and most health experts. Mayor Kennedy says he doesn't think the town's bathhouse will close in response to the new case. It's the only place many residents have to bathe. He hopes this case can serve as a wake-up call and encourage residents to carefully follow protocols to reduce the spread of the virus. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.
That's all for your KHNS local news tonight. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned to KHNS for local election results later this evening.